Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
You're not singing. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We were just talking about our intro music there and how cool it is. And Scott's like, I want to sing it. And I'm like, oh,
sing
boy.
Sing it, Scotty.
Come on, give it to me.
I'm going to take you fishing. You're going to love it.
That wasn't bad. A little low.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power.
Ring Power.
Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market.
Tire Outlet.
What's up, buddy?
What it be?
It's all good.
How are you?
I'm good.
What a hell of a week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
that's the best way I could put that one.
Well, we kind of went from summer to fall real quick.
Real quick, like.
Yeah. Yep.
I was actually talking to the wife today. I was like, daggum, I'm going to have to go find me a pair of jeans.
It was...
air temperature starting to drop.
Yep. Fishing this morning, you know, leaving the house at 6:30. It was... I could have definitely worn a long sleeve shirt this morning, for sure.
Okay.
You know, probably taking it off, you know, middle morning or something. But honestly, talking to my guys, today was like, oh my God, beautiful.
I know. I cannot believe mine canceled.
Oh my God, beautiful. I mean, it was just so comfortable, and the fishing is just laughable. It's so good. It's so predictable this time of year.
It is.
You know,
100%.
It really is. And you don't have to go far. I burnt 1.6 gallons of gas. You know, so it's fun, man. It's especially for so many guys that like to inshore fish. Obviously, there's just really nothing to do offshore anyway.
Uh-uh.
You know,
I've got phone calls over, and it goes, look. You should have called me a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you going to go do?
25 miles out, and I'm not going out there.
Right. You know, when's the last time? I'm just curious. I just thought about this. When's the last time you went offshore?
Me, you, and Travis 2 years ago.
Huh?
When we went sea bass fishing together.
No. Oh. I mean, this year on a charter.
Oh, like offshore?
Yeah.
Like, never.
Scott, I'm talking about kingfishing
offshore.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but I mean, I thought you meant
no.
I mean, my usual.
No. When's the last time
you went? The last time I went.
Yeah.
It was like August the 26th.
Okay.
25th.
Maybe
a little week earlier than that. I know I had Valancourt on board, and it was the last day. It was rough as hell.
Right, yep.
It was like five foot out there.
I remember
there.
That. Yeah, I remember
and,
that. And as a matter of fact, that might have been my last day because I fished.
You went to the north.
With Kirk, yep.
You did. Yeah, because you guys couldn't find bait. I went out,
right.
Jig bait.
Yep.
Struggled out there. I think we caught two mackerels and like five or six short cobias. And, yeah, it had to be like the 20th of August.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that. Wow.
Yeah. I think it was around there. Whatever the third Friday of August
I did some beach fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some tarpon fishing and stuff between now and then. But
no, it's, I mean, over a month. Yeah. Just this time of year doesn't. I mean,
yeah, because first off, you can't run up and down the beach.
No,
it's too rough.
Nope.
You know, and so nobody knows if there's any bait out there or not. Jigging bait, it's hell. It hadn't been around for years anyway. So,
probably if I thought of anything that I, the only reason I would go offshore within the next month, and I would really, I mean, not far, 25 miles, would be just to go sail fishing.
Yeah, exactly. It's that time of year, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, pretty much it'll start, you know, next week probably, week after, and run through the first week of November. It's a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real quick transition.
But I will tell you this. This is interesting, and this is great news. The water temperature today was 78.
Is that what it was? I was going to ask you.
78. 78
Woo!
Degrees.
It was
dropped
just
almost 10 degrees. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
wow.
That's great. And the reason I say that's great news, folks, is because obviously with the water temperature dropping, it less, I'm saying less likely of hurricanes. I'm not saying not likely, because I don't want to jinx ourselves or anything else. But 87 degrees of water temperature compared to 78 is a big difference.
And that was right before the blow, too. That was last Friday.
That's
Thursday.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yep, because it was hot, mm-hmm. man. It was blazing. Mm-hmm. So
I had a hell of a time trying to keep mullets and stuff alive in live well shrimp.
Right. Yeah,
and today they got pens.
Today I didn't even run my live well. I just filled it up.
Really?
Yeah,
they were fine.
Yeah, they were fine. It slows them down a little bit so you can catch them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, because
it was, why don't you open up that lid and you got like
yeah, that's
in
right.
there?
Yeah.
They're like rockets going
yeah,
off.
Yeah, going off.
Catch that
yeah,
one,
yeah.
you know?
right.
It's kind of like watching that, you know, watching one of those shows with the porpoise corralling the mullets and
whoa, were they doing
through.
That today?
Were they?
Oh, man. I mean, like right next to us.
Really?
Yeah, we were. It's no secret. We're fishing the inlets, you know, right now. And the porpoises in there chasing those mullet, it was cool as heck, man.
I know that. The only sad
you
thing
see
is
them throwing them at each other.
They weren't eating none of the spot-tailed ones?
They were not.
Okay.
They were not. Nope, they were eating mullet.
Because I've seen them get in there and just ruin it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, nope. No, we had a barcade in the
house. Jesus. Wow. Did you see any tarpon?
Saw Tommy Derringer's brother.
Todd
catch one. Saw 4 or 5 blow-ups between us and the rocks, but that's it in 4 hours. So, the tarpon boys running everywhere trying
yeah,
to
I
find
got
mullet.
Phone calls.
Yeah, they I don't think they,
no,
they did
Robbie
anything.
Called me and they didn't see nothing today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I mean, outside of some fish blowing, but I mean, they never did nothing.
And I know that somebody listening's like, Captain Kevin, is it over? It's not over, but I don't expect it to be like it was last week. This blow, and
the
not only that,
pretty
but
much over.
Yeah. That's
you know. The biggest thing. When we, I mean, it's one thing to get a storm to come close by or
right
and wherever where you have a crappy 1 or 2 days, but today was number 5.
Yep.
On the scale of 1 to crappy.
Yeah.
And with the flood tides we had, unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh,
unbelievable how this town flooded.
Yeah.
On just San Sebastian coming up here yesterday, the railroad tracks were covered at the bridge right there by the fire station.
Well, the only indicator, because I wasn't here, I was in Georgia, but the looking at the boat ramp today.
Uh-huh.
It was all the debris was up in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah, it's right where that big palm tree is.
Yeah, that's right. That's where it was.
Where the crap line was.
Right. That's crazy.
It was incredible.
That's up
incredible.
There.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible flood tides.
Wow.
I mean, like Shore Drive where we used to live.
Yep.
That was all underwater. I went by there the other day.
Well, there was when we did.
That was on Monday.
When we did the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning, there was a 6.8 tide.
Mm-hmm.
6.8. All right. Put that in perspective. A normal tide is 4.5. Mm-hmm. So you got a 6.8 on top mm-hmm. of a true blue nor'easter. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a 7.5, maybe 8-foot tide. I mean, that's almost like a tidal surge.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. You're talking 3 or 4 feet above normal.
Yeah.
I wonder with the St. John's River, how much do you know about that? Are they? Does it take like an extra day or two before they see it? Like,
oh, I saw
Jeff's house.
I saw Longham's dock. It was underwater.
By when? When did that start?
I don't know. The picture was sent to me Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. I'm just at, but it takes to get to Jeff's house. It's an extra day or two. Of,
I guess
of Todd's?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But I know that it was up there.
Because tonight, 11 o'clock, is our last flood.
Okay.
Is what they're calling right now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how high it got today.
It didn't.
Yeah.
Captain Chip Wingo called me on the way home from his cast and blast.
He said he had a tough time.
A real tough time. He said they're done.
Yeah.
They're done until like another 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. All right, let's take a quick break here on the Bo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We come back and talk to Captain Leon Dana, and we're going to talk more about the weather. We're going to talk more about the mullet run. He's been fishing the last couple of days, and what you can kind of expect weather-wise and fishing-wise this weekend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Let it go.
No, let's not let it go. Let's go talk fishing. Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, sitting with Captain Scott Shank. And joining us, as usual, Captain Leon Dana. What's up, buddy?
What's shaking, bacon?
Man, you and I, we're becoming like fishing buddies, you know?
We're besties right until all this bait's gone, and then I'm going to come up and become Kurt's little pest. Kevin's a little, Kurt Walsh's a little pest, you know?
Yeah.
Bull red.
Yep, absolutely.
I hear they're doing quite well on those up in the Mayport area, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been seeing some pictures.
Man, I'll tell you what, boy, wouldn't I just be phenomenal if we got a run like that? I mean, we do get them, but holy mackerel, they just, I mean, it's a fishery for them.
Yeah, and I don't, is it because we don't fish for them, though, Leon?
Well, I catch them as far up as Palm Valley. There's no doubt that they do get up in there, and there's no doubt that they are at the bottom in that 40 to 50 foot range in the channel.
Yeah.
And we don't fish it a lot, probably because we get crushed by that current. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but there's no difference to that current that's up that way, too.
No, their motors aren't on 10.
No.
Really?
Scotty, I can fish areas. I've seen the other 24 Pathfinders that are running on 5 and 6, you know, instead of that hard 10. And they're fishing. And I mean, there's spots you can fish in Mayport, in the St. John's River, you know, towards downtown Dana's Point Bridge area, Blunt Island, that you can get out of those heavy currents where the redfish will stack up on those 40-foot drop-offs.
Yeah,
and it's nothing like the rock line straightaway. I mean, that's just a race. That's basically a racetrack, that rock line in St. Augustine for the current.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt that, you know, if you're trying to fish middle tide and 50 feet of water where there's absolutely no eddies, no nothing.
Right.
I mean, not only that, I don't even know how much weight it's going to take to get down on the bottom.
I bet you it takes at least 24 ounces.
I say 10, 12.
Yeah, I would say 10 or 12 too. But
still,
now you're trying to fight your trolling motor on, you know, 8 to 10 power and a bull red. So I honestly, Leon, I think those fish are probably, they're not like what they are in Fernandina and in Jacksonville. We just don't have that fishery. I don't know why, but we don't.
No.
But it's so hard to fish for them, you know? I mean, hell, you can't even fish the Volano Bridge and stuff in the middle of tide.
No.
You know?
No, you
can't. Last hour of each side?
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
That current coming through this past week? There was no holding. I mean, you just kept slipping until it shuts off. It goes, okay, we're done.
Yep.
And I know today was kind of like the last part of the 5-6 day flood tide, but brother, it was coming in.
Was she screaming?
Ho-ho.
That's what I was talking. I heard that. They said as soon as it changed, it was up before you knew it.
Man, I mean, it was like that was you know, I was like, holy cow. So, yeah, in those conditions, be careful. I saw some guys, little tiny John boats today, you know, crossing that river, and it was...
How rough was the inlet?
It wasn't that bad, but, you know, like, look, but...
Was it doable?
Nobody went out there.
absolutely nobody, no one went down there.
It looked
like a wash machine at the end, and we were all happy where we were at, and we weren't going nowhere.
That's right. I told Leon at one point, Tom, I said, dude, the Ospreys are – they're piled up at the North Rocks, and they were. So you know those tarpon. I'm sure they were. Leon's like, it ain't in the cards today, favor.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy ourselves.
Well, it's going to be southeast here the next couple days.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the southeast.
Yep. But you just don't get very many days of relaxing like we did today.
No, I get
and
it.
Catching fish and everybody having a good time. Yes.
Laughing and giggling.
Did we tangle up some lines? Yes. And poor our buddy Zach. Oh, my gosh. So he's in line with everybody, right? And we see him crank his engine up and pull out of the line.
Yeah.
And we're like, what are you doing? He goes, Minn Kotas are biting.
Yeah, they are.
Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
No way.
Yes, twice.
And he just took it on the chin, too, Scotty.
He did.
Up. Yep, got a big one. Let me motor out of the way, boys.
No way.
Yeah, because
God,
see, with all the boats bow to stern, you got no trolling motor. You got to get out of line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, no. I get it.
Twice. Same girl.
Really? Yeah. He didn't tell me about that.
She was consistent, okay?
Yeah, she was consistent. And then our good buddy Captain Rob. Oh, my gosh.
I heard he had three kids on
the boat. What a crew he had on there,
oh,
man.
Oh, beautiful to watch those
It
kids.
Was beautiful, wasn't it? Oh, my
yes, it
gosh.
Was.
It was awesome. I mean, obviously one of them was wearing a life jacket, so he's probably 5.
Yeah.
And I would say the other one was 7 and the other one was 9.
Yeah, he had 5, 7, and 10.
Yeah, 5, 7, and 10. Okay, that was a good guess. And
it was a good guess.
At first, it was Leon, me, and Rob pulled up behind me, and he wasn't getting a bite because he was just, and I wasn't getting very many bites. Leon,
he was the odd man out.
He was the odd man out. Yep. And so he said, "I'm going to run to the end of the jetties." Well, Leon's as sweet as he could be. He said, "Nope, I'm going to move. I'll switch with you. You come get where I'm at." You know, so. They did, and when folks, when we talk bow to stern, we're literally bow to stern, and Rob, he tosses out three lines, and they're just, all of a sudden, it's just going off, and these little boys are screaming and hollering and reeling backwards, and he's got two hands trying to hold the rods up, you know, and mom and dad are laughing, and Rob's like, it ain't funny.
Can we go home yet?
So they had
and that's all we're doing. We need to come in there, catch a few fish apiece.
Yep.
And it's all
and
good.
That's how we work today. We one person will leave, he'll
yep.
catch bait. Bring it back.
Yeah. Yep.
spread the bait around and just keep working along.
Same thing last year. Yep. One boat would be the bait boat.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
And I hate to say this, Leon is the best bait boat.
Because I'm the smallest.
He's small.
You can spread out enough. To hold his spot.
Right. Yeah.
To work it back in again.
Yeah, and he can get where the mullet are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, so it's like, if I leave, the three boats that are waiting on the outside,
they're coming in.
They're coming in.
Wait a minute. Kevin, I got to tell the story this morning. Scotty, so I'm sitting there fishing, and there's a boat in the spot that I want Kevin to be in. And Kevin's the odd man out, okay?
Yep.
And I'm stroking them. And Kevin's sitting back there about 50 feet going, uh-huh. All right, boys, just keep throwing up these rocks. We might pick up one or another. And then all of a sudden that other boat started picking up his rods. I look back at Kevin, and I see Kevin shuffling quickly. And he's like, boys, get your rods in. Get your rods in, boys. And
we're going on 10. Just hold on when I spin this rope.
Yeah. Well, Four Seas was in there tarpon fishing.
See?
Oh, with all those boats, you know?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. You know,
but as soon as he moved out of the way, I swear to God, it was like 3 to 5 seconds. Kevin was like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. And Leon's like, come on. Come on,
get. He'll be there in the morning. I guarantee you.
Get right here, and we did, and you know, it's so much fun, man. And Leon, some quality fish, man. I mean, yeah. Quality. You know, 25s, 26s, and the snooker everywhere.
The snook were on fire today.
Oh my God, it was crazy how many snook were in there.
How did you catch?
I didn't catch any. Most of the guys that caught them on shrimp. I didn't have any shrimp.
That little green boat in front of us, he was stroking them almost every cast when I first started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was throwing shrimp.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, did you see how many rat reds and jacks?
Trout.
That he caught? Yeah. I mean, you know, he was throwing a lot of live shrimp.
Yeah. He finally ran out and had to. He had to move in to go try and catch bait. All the other boats came right on
lost,
in.
He lost that spot in a heartbeat and never got a spot back coming back.
No, he's like, time to move on.
Yep. But interesting, though, Leon, is that there was no bait pouring down the jetties, you know?
Very spooky compared to what I saw yesterday. Yesterday, there was lots of bait around. I'm telling you, I saw it.
Okay.
And today, it was gone. I was like, okay, this is different. From just 24 hours. I mean, telling you, it was a light switch difference from what I saw yesterday.
Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I hope, Kevin. I mean, Scotty, I hope so.
Wait till tomorrow.
I need a
morale. It's calming down. Whatever's around is coming back out.
Right. Well, okay.
Kevin and I watched Todd hook a dinosaur today, and it was a dinosaur.
Yes, he did.
He cooked, landed, and revived magnificently a beast, a true beast. And that was great to watch. Just like Kevin said, we watched the Go Fast boats run everywhere trying to catch mullet, and I don't think they ever got bait.
I don't think they did either. They were trying to tarpon fish. Robbie Nettles and Matt, no, I don't think they ever caught bait. Dude, they were running up and down.
Well, see, what most people don't understand. Go ahead. People got to understand this time of year, when this happens like this, and this just because I've done it for so many years and I commercial fished them, when a storm like this comes through, you're not going to see them. They're just like anything else. They're going to go deep and plant. If you go and turn your gain up on your bottom machine and just throw a net in between those docks, they're laying right there in 14, 15 feet of water. They're just not moving.
Scotty, did I send you a picture of those giant hog legs I caught yesterday by accident?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Oh my God. I literally was like, yep, that's not coming in the boat. I had to open the net. Yeah.
But they just stay deep. They won't show themselves. But after this, you know, they just don't like it. Like, we had that mullet run. The mullet run flushed, okay? But when it gets rough, they don't want to get pounded in the surf. So that's why I have seen it before offshore. All of a sudden, you look and go, what the heck is that out there? And it's, I mean, just acres of big mullet, and they're 40, 50 miles out in the Gulf Stream playing, going south.
Huh.
Swear to you.
Oh, interesting.
Calm you down.
They don't want to get killed in that surf, so when they leave that inlet, they go straight east to deep water.
Yeah, it's safe water-ish.
They just don't want to get pounded on.
Right.
You know, they're just going to ride the surf.
Who does?
Well, Leon, I think that tomorrow's weather and kind of looking at the extended weather, we're going to have more options.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're not going to have to be all piled up
area
because I think those reds are all up and down those rocks. I mean, heck, Captain Dennis Goldstein came in there and got at the end of the line and he caught plenty.
He stroked some good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I'm going to go to the end.
I think that would be a magnificent place. I guarantee they're down there.
Well, not only that, but Porpoise Point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a typical September redfish spot.
We've done it long enough. They come on it after a big storm like this, just after that blow. They'll stay around there for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
By tomorrow, I mean, of course, Leon, you've fished last 3 days. Crazy fool. But anyhow, you should start seeing them start weaning off. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you can follow those fish north or south, and they're all along the docks.
I agree. No, I agree. But I will tell you this, and Leon, I know because we had plenty of time to talk today. It always intrigues me. You've got 5, 6, 7 boats right there. Everybody's catching fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's catching fish, whether it be trout, snook. Robert Johnson caught
flounder. Flounder.
Good gosh.
Really?
I mean, he caught a halibut, dude. I mean, but my point is, how many fish are down there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's got to be thousands. I mean, literally.
Okay, well, great point. Dennis Goldstein.
Yeah.
Everybody's been lined up on the Volana Beach Bridge and the Lions Bridge for the last 3 weeks doing nothing but catching slots and overslots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you have to maybe almost think those fish have left because Captain Dennis Goldstein fished a bridge for 1 hour and 45 minutes today and never got a bite.
Right.
So where do those fish go?
No,
so
I'm thinking
all them fish had a push to the cleaner water.
Well, they wasn't clean. Water was
more
ugly.
Saltier.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh no, I get that. I'm just saying, in that little area, how many fish were in
10,
there?
10,000.
I don't know. It always intrigues me. It always does. You know, when it gets like that. And Leon saw it. The guy that's too far, you know, to the east or too far to the west or too far north or south, he didn't catch nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know, those fish are piled up in one little tiny.
He got
area.
A great view. Someone got a. You know, if you're on the outside, you got to watch a great show.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
And pray to God somebody left.
You pray to God someone runs out of bait.
Kind of like going to Publix Deli and getting the old ticket there, and they call out the next number.
Yeah.
You gotta have a ticket. You better have a ticket to come in because you're the next one in line.
Yep. Yep. Fun stuff.
If you ain't got bait, no soup for you.
That's right. Thanks, Leon, for all your help today, buddy.
Hey, man, anytime for you guys.
Yep. 10-4, I'll see you in the morning.
See you in
the morning, boys.
Later. See you. 641-1010, 641-1010. Listen to the Bow Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We're on 1010 XL. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Kevin Favor. Unfortunately, folks, sorry for this tonight. We are here Wednesday night, confusing the heck out of everybody. But the Jaguars play tomorrow night.
They do?
At 8 o'clock.
Yep, right? Yep. So I don't know what's more important.
Right.
The forecast show or Jaguars, but they chose the Jaguars.
Yeah, we got thrown aside again. Oh, well. So, anyhow, you have to listen to us on podcast because I'm sure everybody's going, I'm going to get phone calls tomorrow night. Well, what the hell?
Yeah. Yep. It's always downloaded to podcast. And if you go to outdoorshow.com.
Yep. Two S's back to back.
Two S's back to back. The podcast is downloaded tonight.
Oh, Chris usually has it up by 10, 10, 15.
Yep.
That depends if Michael gives it to him.
Yeah.
You hear that bus coming?
And no, you know what? Right on that one,
Michael. you have no idea though. If it doesn't happen,
the phone calls,
the phone calls, and the Facebooking, yep. And it's like, where's the forecast show? You know, it's like, geez, guys.
So you're saying I should hold off and wait till posted to send it to him till Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks.
That would really get us going.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
You won't get those phone calls. We got it, though.
Yeah. My phone will be going ding, ding, ding. Tomorrow. Yep.
Yep.
So
you're lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
All right. Put on Captain Blast. Where's he at?
Captain Blast.
Captain Blast. Not doing much casting. You're doing a lot of blasting.
We did do a couple casts this week.
Yeah, a couple. Good gosh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the rails scratched all over the front of that thing.
It was fun. Golly, I love this time of year. except I figured out something, Kevin, Scotty.
Yep.
I'm old, and pulling that boat around all day is work, very much so.
Bay boats are really nice. They're comfortable.
Yeah, but I can't marsh in off a bay boat.
No, you can't.
So,
Hell, you can't. I guarantee Sunday and Monday you could have.
Yeah, you probably could have. I mean, I went across water yesterday that I'll probably never be able to go across for years. I mean,
So let's explain to people Cast and Blast. So you're doing flood tide fishing, but you're also doing marsh hen hunting.
Yep.
And you got to have flood tides for both of them. So where did you spend most of your time?
Which areas?
Yeah.
Well, Monday I was up in Beach Boulevard area, and then the last 2 days I was down in Palm Valley.
Okay. Okay. Did you find plenty of birds every day?
Yeah, I found plenty of birds until today.
Oh, yep.
Today did not flood as hard, and the birds are pushed way up back towards the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
From the last couple days, so it made it very difficult. Now, we did find some birds, and, you know, we had a great day. We had a lot of fun. The guys had a blast, no pun intended. But, you know, I didn't see as many fish today either. I saw a lot of fish Monday. And Monday was the day that it was crazy, blowing,
yes.
Rainy, and it was blowing. And we had, I think we had 28 birds that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then yesterday, I think yesterday was over 21 or 22, something like that. But, I mean, it was just so much fun. The guys are doing it, absolutely love it. Now they're like, I've got to do this again. Is there any more dates available, you know, because it's just something different. You know, and
yeah, sure.
You get to see a lot of stuff out there.
I got to tell you something about that real quick. Captain Zach Timmons did it Monday and Tuesday, just funning around with a couple of the buds and stuff like that.
Marshall hunting.
Uh-huh. Mm. And he was down south, down here by the house down here. And, of course, we got some pretty good size mangrove trees.
Yep.
Okay. So he'd pull up to him, drop the power pole. You'd look, there's nothing. There's just this one mangrove bush. He said he'd ease up there with the wind, drop the power pole, look, and you could see all these little eyes looking out at you after the thing. So he says, Scotty, he said, the problem was I could see the marsh hen sitting in the bush. That wasn't the problem. He said, but every bush had about 5 raccoons and about 20 rats sitting in it. So
yeah.
I didn't know if, you know, what to shoot at and what to do. He said, I just took my big old push pole, he said, and just whacked that bush, he said, and birds just went shooting out everywhere. He said, the rats and raccoons hit the water and started swimming away. So bam, 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 everybody unload their guns.
That's
you know?
Great.
So he said, we'd ease off for a minute and everything would swim back to the bush. Go up there and shake it a bush, boss. He'd go up there and shake it again with the pole. Pow, pow, pow. He said, he said, it'd be hysterical because there maybe be 2 or 3 birds left out of whatever that they shot.
Right.
And they said, them 2 damn birds, he said, you'd see them hop from this branch to that branch because
right.
You're trying to shake them out again.
Yeah.
They figured out the second
don't,
time.
Yeah, don't leave the bush.
Lead gets thrown at you. Don't leave the bush. Yeah. So, it was anyhow. But did you see a lot of raccoons too? I mean, he saw a bunch.
We saw a few. We saw a lot of mice. A lot of mice.
Oh, yeah, you see a lot of mice.
Yeah.
Well, the funny part was Monday, we got back to the ramp, and you figure, you know, we pulled through all that stuff, fished all that, ran the boat back at, say, 40 miles an hour back to the ramp, pulled the boat out of the water, and I'm trimming the motor up to put the block in it, you know, that holds the motor up.
Yeah.
And I look down, and there's this little whiskers and face looking at me. And a little mouse had rode all the way back inside that little part of the motor.
Nuh-uh, really?
Good for him, man.
Yeah, so we got him out and let him go.
Did you see any rattlesnakes?
No, we did not. Nope. Did not see a snake this time. It really surprised me.
Yeah.
Will they climb them trees, you think?
No, but they get flooded. So.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
But I mean,
a rattlesnake can swim with the best of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And there's usually you'll see some big ones out in there, too.
Yeah. Big ones. That's right.
So, saw coons, saw all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's kind of funny when you see the water go that high. And I did jump out of the boat and push it some, and, you know, somebody else got out of the boat and pushed it some, too. And, I mean, we got into some places, even though the tide was that high, we still got bottomed out. We just kept pushing, you know. At one point, we had a bunch of birds that would not fly like you were just talking about, so we got out and pushed the boat up to them and they finally flew.
Who the heck was the bird dog that poured out of the boat picking up the birds?
Oh, that today? No, that was just my client today, Greg or Craig, Craig Quinn. He jumped out of the boat to go get one today.
Okay. So how does Big Bill shoot?
Big Bill shot well. He shot 15 birds. He shot his limit.
Wow.
He shot his limit. Yeah, it took him a couple seconds to get in the groove, which it does with anybody wing shooting. I mean, you got to get the speed down. But, no, he did real well. I mean, he was like kid in a candy store, man. Are you kidding me? He was having so much fun. Him and Lee Bowman. Lee Bowman was a lot of fun, too. And last trip I went on, Lee shot shot all the birds, and Bill laid back and didn't shoot as much. But Bill got up there and did it this time. And it was fun. It's fun to see that much excitement in people when you take them. You know,
but explain one thing, Chip, which is a really good way to get a real hefty ticket.
What's that?
The boat
using
has
power.
To be stopped.
What's there, that?
The boat has to be stopped.
No, it has to be no power.
No
you can
power.
Pull it.
Yes, he says no power, but what I'm saying is you can't even float with the wind. Whenever you get ready to shoot.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can float with the wind. You can't have any power.
You can't use a push pole. You can't use electrical motor.
Right, you can't use
a
trolling motor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because we've checked into all those rules for a long time, Scotty, just to make sure we stay above board, you know, especially toting a captain's license.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Yeah, I think the mistake that people make is the motor. Because, like, our neighbor, Bo, who used to take us, we had a little canoe, 9.9. You know, and whenever you came to a spot, you're like, okay, there's probably going to be birds in here. You just shut the engine off and drift in with the wind. How are you going to shoot if you can't move? How are you going to flush birds if you can't move?
I was told that. Yeah. Well, I'm just telling. I'm just.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be able to flush the birds.
Yeah. When I asked the FWC about it, they're like, as long as you're not under mechanical power.
Right.
Okay.
So you can use a push pole, you can use an oar, you can paddle, you can do whatever you want other than using your electric trolling motor and your big motor.
Yeah. So. You can't go plowing in there.
Hit that tree. Wow.
Yeah. But you know what?
Chip,
you know, good. The funny thing was is that I was coming in today and the tide was getting ready to flood, and there was a little flatboat going out of Comanche Cove, and it was Brian Walker.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm like, you going flood tide fishing? He goes, no, I'm going Martian hunting. I went, good for you, man. That's cool.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, when I talked, you called me back yesterday, and all of a sudden you hear, boom. I'm like, oh, we're hunting birds now. yesterday.
All right, real quick, did you catch very many redfish?
Didn't catch one this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, while you were doing the cast and blast. So most of your cast and blast was, I know once that tide gets up so high, there's no tailing reds.
Monday I made the mistake of not bringing rods, and we saw a bunch of reds, and that was with Bill. And unfortunately I'd left them and I was like, it's going to flood too high, so we're just going to shoot birds. We pull into the first spot. There's one there. There's one there.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And I'm like, sorry, guys. We better make it up on birds.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep.
But, and then yesterday was Steve Grant and his dad. We saw one really good red tailing that we had a shot at, and we saw one other red, and that was it. You know, but we saw tons of birds, so we were mainly bird hunting yesterday
that's a great charter, man. That's a great idea.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
A lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Bye, buddy.
See you.
Yep. It sounds like it was more of a blast.
A blast. That's why it's called Captain Blast.
Captain Blast. I got it. 641-1010, 641-1010. We got one more small segment to go here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We'll be right back.
No sleep till...
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
You really know this song?
No. I watched a it was on Access TV the other day. I watch a lot of, because they got concerts and stuff on there.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Beastie Boys when they first started and stuff like that. And the funny thing about it was they were, Michael, correct me, help me out with this. They were just some kind of Brooklyn corner street guys that were rapping. Somebody happened to hear them, and that was their most favorite song, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, was their first song that they came out with.
I mean, that was like their biggest hit.
That's what I'm saying. That went platinum like no time.
Yeah.
And they only really did, they never really completed a full album. They only had like, I don't know, three or four songs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They had albums.
Huh?
They have albums.
But, I mean, three or four songs, the only ones that made them platinum. Now, the rest of it was just garbage. I mean, it was just filling.
I mean, it's not all garbage. Man.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, but...
I'm just saying. It was just a funny... I can't remember everything, but I saw the... I do. I like the Beastie Boys, too. God, what movie was that off of, too? What was that movie?
I don't know.
There's a movie.
I couldn't tell you a Beastie Boys song, so...
Well, sorry.
It's all good.
That was back in when I had long hair.
You had hair?
Yeah, really?
I still do, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, weather looks great, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Weather
I'm so
looks
excited.
Great.
Next couple of days, southeast winds. We got a little nor'easter coming in Saturday.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
SEC football starts Saturday,
I know.
You know, bow season is in full swing in Florida and Georgia. There's going to be a lot of people in the woods. But fishing's going to be really good, man. Fishing's going to be good. Now,
I'm excited.
With that scenario, folks, the waterway's not going to be near as crowded this weekend. I mean, and you have a beautiful tide. It was low tide this morning at like 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, add a couple few hours to that. For Saturday morning, you can get up early.
10:30 Saturday morning.
Yep. Get up early, go fish that outgoing tide, catch you three or four beautiful redfish, put them on the half shell for a noon kickoff for the Gators, if you're watching the Gators.
Who wouldn't?
I will be.
I will be. Yeah. So I'm just saying
it's
going to be a great weekend for fishing. We're not going to have very many more weather days.
No.
Like this.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I just told you in the start of the show, I mean, I got to start looking for some warm water clothes.
Right.
Or warm weather clothes.
Warm weather clothes, yeah.
Because it's right around the corner.
Yep. And
when it comes, it hits all of a sudden.
Well, it does. And what I'm talking about also, not temperature-wise, but wind-wise, mm-hmm. it's going to be.
All of a sudden, you can start seeing a lot of northwest coming into play here shortly.
Yeah, that's right. And northwest sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah. Northwest shuts them down, and it gets cold. And
it's just brutal, and you don't want to do it. But
Right. But anyway, folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show.
Yep.
Saturday morning. As a matter of fact, are you fishing Saturday?
Uh-huh.
You are? Okay, because I think
figured
that
logs would be going out because they're playing tomorrow. I forgot all about that. Yes, I have a charter on Saturday.
All right.
I got our good friend.
Good.
On Saturday.
Good.
Because he is the head athletic trainer for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And he called me today.
Because
I usually leave Saturday open for grandkid days.
Right.
And he says, and I said, dude, I got you. Yeah, you did
it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
I got to take him.
Yep.
So
folks, thanks for listening to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Podcast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.